President Xi Jinping has called for efforts to build a socialist Xinjiang with Chinese characteristics in a new era. The president underlined law-based governance and long-term efforts in the region. He said at a symposium that Xinjiang's gross domestic product increased from less than $147 billion in 2014 to $205 billion by 2019, with an average yearly increase of 7.2%. Nearly 3 million people have been lifted out of poverty. President Xi said the improvements have laid a solid foundation for long-term peace and stability in Xinjiang. He also noted that the success is due to the combined results of strong leadership of the Communist Party of China Central Committee and concerted efforts of the Chinese people. Britain has welcomed China's commitment to becoming carbon neutral before 2060. Chinese President Xi Jinping made the announcement during the general debate of the 75th session of the United Nations General Assembly via video link. British Environment Secretary George Eustace said, "Britain and China should work together as incoming presidents for ambitious integrated outcomes at the UN Biodiversity Conference and the UN Climate Conference." Britain's envoy for the climate conference said earlier this week that China's emissions promise could encourage other nations to make similar targets. At least 3 protesters and 1 police officer have been injured during clashes at an anti-lockdown protest in central London's Trafalgar Square. The police ordered protesters to disperse because they failed to observe social distancing and were not wearing masks. Rules in England limit indoor and outdoor gatherings to 6 people. Protests are exempt from restrictions, but demonstrators must maintain their social distances and a risk assessment is required. U.S. President Donald Trump has nominated Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Barrett will fill the seat vacated by the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She currently sits on the bench of Chicago-based U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. The 48-year-old will become the youngest member of the Supreme Court's 9-justice bench if she's confirmed by the Senate. Australian wildlife officials have begun disposing of hundreds of dead pilot whales. In Australia's biggest whale beaching, 470 whales were first spotted on a white sandbank during an aerial reconnaissance of Macquarie Harbour in the state of Tasmania. Authorities managed to save 108 whales. The rest are now believed to have died. The bodies of 15 whales have been disposed of at sea. The task to remove 350 more carcasses will take a number of days. Experts speculate the social nature of pilot whales may have played a part in the mass stranding. The species is known for forming strong family bonds and can travel in groups of up to 1,000.